Jesus said the first commandment is this, Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and with all your strength. The second commandment is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. Please be seated. It's a beloved parable, the Good Samaritan, a Bible story for children to color pictures in Sunday school, which I did myself any number of times as a child. We have a beloved parable, and we have it wrong. We have it wrong. Over the centuries, there's been a lot of art visualizing the parable. And there's the story that I think I've told from here before, but doesn't hurt to tell it twice. The story of folks visiting the Holy Land. And one day the tour bus stopped in front of the ruins of an ancient building. And the tour guide stood up and announced, this was the inn where the Good Samaritan took the stranger who was set upon by robbers and left for dead. And somebody on the bus scoffed. That was just a story. It was a parable. Jesus told it. Did not really happen. To which the unfazed tour guide said, well, if it had really happened, this would have been the inn. Jesus dealt in short stories, parables which were actually confrontations. There were confrontations and frequently rebuttals. And maybe while I'm speaking to you a few minutes this morning, you will finally hear, see, perceive, realize, understand what Jesus is talking about in this parable when he's talking to you. Understand that Jesus is talking to you, that he's not praising the Good Samaritan. He's holding him up as a contrast to you, the listener, the smug lawyer, the upstanding citizens, the priest and the Levite, who pass by on the other side of the road. Now, we had a reading from Amos, and I will tell you that as an Old Testament fan, my inclination this morning was and is to preach from Amos. Amos, who prophesied, yourself shall die in an unclean land, and behold, sure enough, here we are. Amos, one of the four 8th century prophets of doom, Isaiah, Hosea, Amos, and Micah. Those four prophets, each one of them an unlikely character who prophesied against evil government and its inhumanity and its shading of truth and its lust for power and glory. And also each of these four prophets prophesied against the people and culture of their day for their greed and their hatefulness and their hate and their prejudice and ungodly certainty of their own righteousness against the love of God and love of neighbor. I might prefer Amos, but only once in 3 years does the lectionary cycle come around and come across the parable of the Good Samaritan, a story of a man hated simply for what he is, hated because he is other. Hated because he is not one of us. In a story of a very good and righteous man, let us say a Muslim or a Democrat or a Republican who came along and did a good thing simply because it was the right thing for a decent human being to do. And suddenly, the light comes on in our dimly lit, self-certain head that Jesus is chastising us, turning our own personal gospel garbage cans upside down and dumping them out so that we and all the world can see prejudice and hate for the filth that it is, that those we hate are as good as we are, that God's truth about others is the opposite of everything we think and have been taught and learned in our culture and our heritage and have always known. It's a parable. A parable is a roundabout way of making a point. And the point of this parable is that what you've always known for certain, what you've always known for certain is the opposite of God's truth, which is that the people you despise most are better than you always thought, and indeed may be more godly and more human than you. If you think this is a cute and beloved little children's Sunday school Bible story, and you come out of it feeling good about the Good Samaritan, oh, what a nice man, I'll be like that, then you've utterly missed it, because Jesus does not mean for you to find yourself in the Good Samaritan. He's telling the story to you, the listener, about you, the listener, at you, the listener, where the listener is the worshiper in the pew, and the temple priest, and the Levite, and the lawyer who wants to justify himself but still does not get it. The parable is a rebuke. It's a sharp comeuppance. The point of Jesus' story is not to go out and be the Good Samaritan as some editor who himself evidently did not have sense enough to understand the parable has corrected and improved Luke and Jesus, adding to end it, who is neighbor? And go out and do likewise. Jesus does not explain and moralize his parables. He tells the story. He drops it in your lap, and he lets it explode in your face. The story is not about the Good Samaritan. The story is about ignorance and evil prejudice against other people. The point of the story is that you are dead wrong in what you think and say and believe about those who are not like you, those you hate, those you despise, those you rail against in your heart and in your mind and on social media as queers and libs and homos and Latinos and illegal immigrants and radical Islamists and pro-life and pro-choice. And I won't say the N-word that is filthier coming from the mouth than the F-word and the S-word. In fact, when I was growing up in polite Southern society, it used to be delicately the darkies. As in Stephen Foster, it's summer, the darkies are gay. Jesus did not come to soothe and comfort and assure. If I had descended to modalism for the moment, that's the Holy Spirit's job. Jesus came with fire and a sword. He says this, I've come with fire and a sword to cleanse. Jesus came against everyone who hates and against everyone who is certain, against those who are not like you. The Good Samaritan is in your face, told at you, against you. Jesus is talking to each person who hates and who knows himself greater than and better than and whiter than and straighter than and more righteous than and his, her religion and politics and race and social class true and all others false and less. The parable is about what is truth. When truth is looking you in the face and telling you the story, and you cannot see, hear, perceive, realize, understand. This parable is not affirming. It's not an affirmation. The story is not about the Good Samaritan. The story is about you, the listener. The story is to everyone who is certain that others are wrong and you are right. The Good Samaritan is not you. The Good Samaritan is everyone you hate. Every person and group of people you cannot stand simply because they are other. Amos, Jesus, and Luke, the Gospel of the Lord.